conservative political activist Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker. Today we are going to listen to Mike Gill. This was back in, I believe, 2015. It was when Governor Sununu was still executive counsel, and it was going to be his first governor run, which was 2016. It's about 9 minutes. We're going to start it right now. Mike Gill of New Hampshire. Very, very brave man. You need to find out more about him. Here we go. So, this is back when both Governor Chris Sununu and our current Congressman Chris Pappas were executive counselors. Mike Gill is now reporting all of this to the full executive council board at one of their meetings. Now, if you watch this video on YouTube, you can literally see Sununu squirm. Here we go, back to it.
Now, seeing that we've taken this time to find out making the proper choice, how did an insurance defender become our banking commission? Because he was covering up the crimes of FRM. The crimes of FRM are important because it brings you into the corruption in the banking department. Right? For instance, Mr. Little sits right next to Kevin Abart. Kevin Abart is the one who sponsored the bill.
Kevin Abart, he is a current state senator just reelected in 2022.
FRM. Except for if you remember, and I put it on statecorruption.org, you're on notice that I said the hearing was corrupted. And what did we have? George Lambert, who worked with Mr. Abart on the bill, confessing on a radio interview with me, telling the victims of that to be quiet. In fact, Mr. Sununu, I talked to Mr. Abart, and Mr. Abart was putting together a complaint along with mine to the Department of Justice. You talked him out of it. In fact, you had him put it to the AG's office. Now think about this. Well, I have text messages from Mr. I have the text messages with me. In fact, his exact words was, Sununu smells blood in the water. And when we're done, you can...
Sununu smelt blood in the water.
And read them to everybody who did left. And Mr. Abart is not that aware for him. Mr. Sununu, and then Mr. Sununu, then you called Harry Beam the same day. I spoke to Harry. He said that you guaranteed him that Mr. Head wouldn't have a position on this council. Right? Harry Beam said that on the same day. No, I have those text messages. So this is a power play here. So let's remember now. So Kevin Abart with FRM. What happened with FRM? Hildreth, the banking department, own brothers were on the Ponzi scheme. I reported it to Perloff.
You're going to make the nexus to Jerry Little, right?
Excuse me?
You're going to make the nexus.
Oh, this is what Mr. Little was with Mr. Abart and putting FRM.
So Kevin Abart and Jerry Little, banking commissioner. You'll hear that.
Playing together. See, here's the move. So what happened? They canceled the hearing. Now, didn't they? They didn't make a decision on that. And this is the reason why. That isn't the way to the banking department. What's happened? is the banking department in Pearl is protecting the crop, which involves the drug launderers. Real Estate Credit Union, I've called them up. Furley, Florida, who was the assistant banking...
Drug launderers, same thing, same people as the human traffickers. All one big cartel.
Commission during FRM, who became the banking commissioner afterwards, was accused of not going after protecting the people. We just made him the CFO of Greenwich State Credit Union. Primary bank, front page of the union leader, right? They're not going to sue me. I just called them drug dealers. You know them, right, Mr. Pappas? In fact, you're friends with Mr. Angoss, aren't you? Exactly. See what I'm saying? So they are protecting them. They're not federally audited. They're state audited. That's why. That's the secrets in the state comes out in there. And so the drug launderers are putting their money in primary bank. They're not being audited. They're being audited. This is an associate and friends of you for quite a few years, hasn't he? Right. See, here's the move. Control the banking department. You control the silence of the people in this state. What I'm saying is, simply put, have an investigation with the Department of Justice. Now, I just received 87 complaints back from the Department of Justice, but it is being investigated. The DEA has known for 6 years that these are individuals that are involved in the corruption. So the banking department, that's what we're going on right now. Mr. Perlow leaves the minute I call him a drug launderer. Now, let's think about this. Kakavas, who is the prosecutor of FRM, right? His business partner, Mark Howard, represented FRM. He was his business partner months before. Nobody noticed? How about the appraisers? They only had 9 to 10 appraisers on each house. Where did they go to jail? Where did the lawyers go to jail in closing them? They were covering for Sununu. Sununu is part of that Ponzi scheme. And that's why it happened.
I believe he just called Sununu a drug and money launderer. You gotta love the balls on Mike Gill.
Shaheen, we're right about the rest of you, and if you'd like to see the text messages, oh, right, so you didn't text Mr. Avar. You didn't talk about FRM women, did you? Right. So we do have the evidence, and it is with the Department of Justice, and I demand that this committee has to review this, has to go into it. We want to investigate those banks. Listen, did you notice the drug dealers didn't want to sue me? Call me a drug dealer to see if I don't sue you, right? And everything I'm saying about you and you, I can verify, right? That's the plan. There's no mistakes here. An insurance defender is the banking commissioner. Listen, I have bulk consent orders from these people. They've offered me $50 million to be quiet. No, I have that. I put it on the internet. You'd like to see it, Mr. Sununu? Would you like to see it? No, I didn't think so. So it's all there. Liberty International. Right. All I have to do is be quiet. But they're protecting the people that are killing our children. They own the treatment center. This is involved. This is the laundering of that money. Any questions? I didn't think so. And the tool that I have in...
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You made 80% of your argument towards the FRM. We're here with the public testimony.
Did you hear drug dealers too?
No.
Did you hear money laundering?
I know all about drug dealing, like in the previous life.
Really? Did you know they're laundering?
I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
You mentioned very little about the candidate before us today.
The candidate was working with Avar on the false pump. This was the deal with the villa. Lambert worked with the victims, told the victims not to say anything. It's on the radio. He confessed, right? And, oh, did you shrug? Did you want to look at the radio show? So this is what happened. They talked to those victims. Little worked with Avard on this. There you go. How's that? And then they didn't tell me why it didn't go to the Department of Justice. I can put the complaint on it. He's saying it was all a scam. The state senator who sponsored the bill. Now, I did get it to the Department of Justice. What did we ask him? So it is directly related. So if Mr. Little worked with Avard on the bill, FRM bill, that turned out to be a scam. They were trying to have the victims take pennies so they wouldn't investigate the banking commissioner. That's a fact. We did it on Gronk Talk on a radio. Lambert confessed. He was getting 20% for the victims. So does that answer your question?
No, but I'll take it.
Well, then you just didn't understand. Here.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Further questions?
I didn't think so. No.
And the tool in my box is a hammer. Thank you.
And a big screen TV.
Okay, so we can see they kept saying FRM. So what FRM is, the 2016 New Hampshire legislature passed SB 155, which that means it was a Senate bill, of course, which creates the Financial Resources Mortgage Victims Contribution Recovery Fund. It was substantially amended in 2021, meaning that it failed and it was resubmitted, and it was part of House Bill 2. So again, something that they omnibused into the budget. New Hampshire, my friends, is very, very corrupt. We do evil things in this state of less than 1.4 million.